In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful. Why should we know the infallible Imam of our time?
It is mandatory to know the Imam of the time, that people are not helpless in the matter of discarding the obedience of the true Imam, that the one who dies without knowing the Imam of his time, will die a death of kafr and nifaq, disbelief and hypocrisy. It must be understood that among the Shias, the confession of belief in the Imam, one of the principles of faith, and that the one who discards it, will be, in the hereafter, with the disbelievers and the polytheists. It should also be known that, in the worldly affairs, they are being dealt with like Muslims. But those who display and express enmity against the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, like the Khawarijis, are considered like disbelievers in the matter of worldly affairs. It is understood from some narrations that, at a time when the Imam is not in power, such inimical fellows too, for relief to the Shias, are being apparently considered as Muslims, so that there may be no difficulty in social dealings with them. But on the reappearance of Hazrat Sahib ul Amr, Imam Mahdi peace be upon him, they will be considered as disbelievers. Most of the Shia scholars are of the opinion that, excepting those who are very weak in their faith, all of such people will remain permanently in hell. There is hardly anyone among Shia scholars who believes that such inimical people will also get salvation from hell, after remaining therein for a long time.
The Mustazaf, that is, the people having weak belief, if the one who cannot distinguish between truth and falsehood because of weak sense, or the one whom the argument proving the truthfulness of the true faith has not convinced, despite the absence of guilt. For example, those who might have been grown up in the palaces of Bakri's kings and might not have heard about the difference in faith, and who might not have found anyone who could have shown them the truth about of the Shia belief. Such people can hope to be forgiven in the hereafter. The truth is that none, save the weak ones, mustazafin, can hope to get salvation from the divine chastisement. They will suffer Allah's punishment forever. Both the Shias and the Bakris and Umaris have reported through continuing narrations that the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, says, the one who dies, but does not know the Imam of his time, will have died the death of ignorance. Those who be on ignorance disbelief before the appointment of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, being ignorant of the roots and branches of the faith. As regards some prejudiced Bakris and Umaris speakers who have said that Imam of the time means the Quran, every wise man knows that, to take book as Imam, is against both the open and the hidden knowledge. Moreover, the addition of the word Zamanahi, his time, makes it clear that there is an Imam in every time, and Quran is the same for all times. So this second reason defeats the arguments that what the Prophet of Allah meant by Imam, is the Holy Quran. Moreover, an Imam of the past is not called Imam-e-Zaman, leader of the time. So it is understood that there must be an Imam for every age, whom people may recognize. Excepting the followers of Ahlul Bayt peace be upon them, no sect believes that there is an Imam in every time, and that no age remains without an Imam. Barghi has narrated with reliable chains of narrators through Imam Sa'adik, peace be upon him, that the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, said, one who dies, but does not know the Imam of his time, has died on the religion of ignorance. So, it is compulsory for you to obey the Imam of your time. Doubtlessly you have seen companions of Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali peace be upon him. What happened to those who did not follow him? So, you should not follow anyone else, because you are not unable to recognize what is ignorance and who is the Imam. There are verses in the Quran praising us, that is, the verses which talk about our gracefulness, and we are the group, the obedience of whom has been made compulsory by Allah. All the lands are our booty, and the chosen booty is due to us. It is reported through reliable sources that Imam Sa'adik, peace be upon him, said, the earth does not possess the ability to remain still and to exist, but due to the Imam, and that the one who died without knowing the Imam of his time, has died the death of ignorance. Every one of you, is in a dire need of the knowledge about the Imam, when his soul reaches here, pointing his hand to his chest, and said, he will say at that moment that, I was on the proper path, and the right faith, and this is the time when the events of the hereafter come before his eyes, and he observes his condition clearly. It is narrated with good chains of narrators that Hussein ibn Abi Ullah said, I asked Imam Sa'adik about this word of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon both, that, if a man who dies without knowing his Imam, his death is the death of ignorance. The Imam replied, yes, it is true. Had the people followed Imam Ali ibn Hussein, peace be upon both, and had they left Abd al-Malik ibn Marwan, they would have gained the guidance. We said that the one who dies and does not recognize his Imam, dies the death of disbelief. The Hazrat said, no, rather, he dies on a path other than that of his Prophet. It is possible that what is meant by this tradition, is that he cannot be called a kafir in this world, or it means people of weak faith, as is narrated by the same gentleman in other reliable tradition, that is, their death occurs in a state of disbelief, misguidance, and hypocrisy. Moreover, it is mentioned with reliable chains of narrators, that Imam Baghir, peace be upon him, said, if a man dies, and he did not have any Imam, he had died a death of ignorance, and people are not unable to recognize the Imam, and a man who dies, while knowing his Imam will not be harmed by the appearance of the Imam, be it before that person's death or after it, and a man who dies, knowing his Imam is like the one who is with the Imam in his tent, or camp. It is written in Ikmaluddin with reliable chains of narrators that people asked Imam Riza, peace be upon him, if a man dies without knowing his Imam, has he died the death of ignorance? The Hazrat said, yes, a man who doubts the imama of the Imam or desists from him, is a denier, and the one who denies the imama of the Imam or shows enmity towards the Imam is a polytheist, that is, like an idol worshipper. Kulaini and Noimani have, with reliable chains of narrators, narrated from Ibn Basir that people sought the tafsir of this verse from Imam Riza, peace be upon him. And, who is more erring than he who follows his low desires, without any guidance from Allah? 28:50. The Imam replied, it means the man who acts, in his religion, according to his own opinion without following any of the right guidance of a true Imam. Also, Imam Sa'adik, peace be upon him, has said that if a man associates the imama of a true imam who has been appointed by Allah, with the imama of anyone else who is not appointed by Allah, is a mushrik, polytheist, and is like the one who has associated someone with Allah.
Noimani has, with strong chains, narrated from Ibn Abi Ya'fur. I asked Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, what about a man who loves you, and is fed up with those who are your enemies, recognizes your halal as halal and your haram as haram, and also believes that imama does not go anywhere else from your lineage, but, at the same time, he also says that there are leaders who have differed from this, and so, when all will become unanimous, I will also become believer in their imama. The Hazrat replied, if he dies with this state of mind, he will die a death of ignorance. Many other similar narrations are there in this connection. Ali ibn Ibrahim and Ibn Babawi have, with reliable chains of narrators, narrated from Imam Baghir, peace be upon him, that the Lord of the universe will, on the day of resurrection, not let anyone remain so helpless, as to say that, O nourisher! I did not know that the sons of Bibi Fatima, peace be upon her, are the rulers and guides over all the creation. This verse has been revealed in favor of the Shias of Fatima, peace be upon her. O my servants who have oppressed yourselves, by committing numerous sins, do not be disappointed about the mercy of Allah. Verily, if Allah wishes, He will forgive all sins. Doubtlessly, He is the forgiver and most kind. 39:53. What the Hazrat means to say is that they are only the Shias of Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, who are entitled to be forgiven. Others do not have this right, and that the others will always remain in hell.
Himyari has, through correct chains of narrators, conveyed from Imam Riza, peace be upon them, that the one who likes that there should not be any curtain or veil between him and Allah, and who wants to get the mercy of Allah, and wishes that Allah also may look mercifully at him, should love and befriend the Ahlul Muhammad, peace be upon them, and should be aloof from their enemies, and follow the imamah of one of the 12 imams. Hence the one who does like this, will always look towards the mercy and kindness of Allah, and the divine look of mercy and kindness, will also not ignore him. The same gentleman has mentioned in Uyun Akbari Riza that, the Hazrat has, quoting his forefathers, said that the Amirul Mu'mineen, peace be upon him, said that, if a person dies without having faith in any one of the imams from our progeny, dies the death of ignorance, and Allah will punish him for all his deeds, during Islam and ignorance, that is, during his entire life. In connection with this verse, verily I will forgive the one who left bad deeds and believed and did good deeds, and got guidance. 20.82. Sheikh Tusi, Rahmatullah Alayh, has written in Majalis, that the Hazrat said, by Allah, if someone repents from polytheism, and puts faith in Allah and the Day of Judgment, and does good deeds, but does not get guidance through our vilaya and love, and through understanding our grace, he will not get any benefit. So, the better faith, and its part and perfection, are the belief in the true imams and their obedience. It is mentioned in Al-Aloj Shari'iyya that Hanan ibn Sadir asked Imam Sa'adik, peace be upon him, why is it necessary to know all the imams who came after the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and not those who were before him? The Hazrat replied, the reason for this, is that the code of life of the imams who were prior to the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was different from his Islamic Sharia, and hence we are not bound to follow their codes. Therefore, it is not compulsory to have their recognition, ma'arifat. On the contrary, the imams who came after the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are the protectors of his Sharia, and hence it is obligatory to know them.
It is mentioned in Mani al-Akbar, with reliable chains of narrators that, Sulaym ibn Qais asked Amirul Mu'mineen al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam, about the smallest thing, which misguides a man. The Imam, alayhi salam, replied, it is, not to be aware of the man whose obedience is made a must by Allah Almighty, and whose guardianship and love has been made obligatory, and who has been designated as his proof on the earth, and also his witness over the creations. Sulaym asked, who are those persons? Imam, alayhi salam, replied, they are, the ones about whom Allah has said that, their obedience is his obedience and his messenger's obedience, and has mentioned, obey Allah and obey the messenger and the ulama who are from you. 4.59. Hearing this, Sulaym kissed his holy head and said, you have convinced me, and have removed my confusion, and all doubts from my mind and heart. In Al-Aloj Shari'iyya, it is narrated from Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, that, one day Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, came out of his house and went to his companions and said, O people! Allah has not created his servants for any other purpose, except that they may know him. When they will know him, they will worship him, and when they will worship him, this worship of his will, make them needless of worshipping others. Hearing this, someone asked, O son of the Holy Messenger! May my parents be sacrificed for you, what does the recognition or marfat of Allah means? The Imam replied, it means, knowing the Imam of every time whose obedience is compulsory for the people. The knowledge of the Imam has been called the knowledge of Allah, because we cannot know Allah, except through the Imam. Or, it may be because the knowledge of Allah, does not give any benefit, but through the knowledge of the Imam. Or, it may be because, if a man knows Allah as such existence or someone who left people wandering, and who did not appoint any guiding Imam for them, has not known Allah with his attributes of wisdom, tenderness, and mercifulness.
It is mentioned in Agabul Aymal, through Bakri's chains of narrators, quoting Abu Sa'id Qadri that, once the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was sitting along with Amirul Mu'mineen al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam, and the companions, when the Holy Prophet said, one who said La ilaha illallah, will enter paradise. Hearing this, the Shaykhain, Abu Bakr and Umar, said, "We do say La ilaha illallah." The Hazrat said, "Saying La ilaha illallah will not be accepted, because of this, that is, because of Amirul Mu'mineen, alayhi salam, and his Shias." Then both Abu Bakr and Umar repeated, "We say La ilaha illallah." Then the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, passed his holy hand over the head of Maulana al-Imam Ali and said, "The sign of the acceptance of your witness is that you should not break his allegiance, and should not snatch his rank, and should not ascribe falsehood to his word." According to reliable sources, Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, said, "From us only is the Imam whose obedience is obligatory. One who denies this, and dies, dies the death of either a Jew or a Christian. Allah has never left the earth without an Imam, ever since He sent Adam, alayhi salam, in the world. There always has been an Imam, because of whom people got guidance from Allah, and he was a hujja, proof, of Allah over people. Whoever opposed his obedience, was being destroyed, and whoever obeyed him, used to get salvation. It is incumbent on Allah that it should be so always."
Kulaini has, with reliable chains of narrators, narrated from Imam Baghir, alayhi salam, that he does not worship Allah who does not know Allah. But the one who does not know Allah does worship with deviation or misguidance. The narrator asked, "What is the knowledge, marfa'at, of Allah?" The Imam, alayhi salam, replied, "He should testify Allah, testify His Messenger, and have faith in the Imama of Maulana al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam, and also obey them, and also obey the Imam's guidance. He must also be disgusted with their enemies. This is how Allah should be known." Kulaini, Barki, and Noimani have, with true and reliable chains of narrators, narrated from Imam Baghir, alayhi salam, that if someone worships Allah and takes trouble in his worship, with utmost care, but who does not believe in the just and true Imam who has been appointed by Allah, then surely, his trouble and care in worship of Allah will not be accepted. He is misguided and wayward. His example is like that of a lamb which has gone away from its shepherd, and its folk, and it might have wandered throughout the day. Then at night it saw another fold of lambs, with another shepherd, and joined it, and passed the night with it. Next morning, when that shepherd took his lambs to the grassland, it realized that neither that fold is its own, nor that shepherd. Therefore it departed from them, and wandered for the whole day in search of its own group and shepherd. Then it saw another fold, and wanted to join it, but that shepherd rebuked it, saying, "Go and join your fold as you lost your group, and are anxiously wandering." Hearing this, it returned worried and fearful, as it had neither a shepherd who would lead it to the grazing land, nor to its home. Suddenly a wolf saw it, and in such condition attacked and devoured it, taking the benefit of its loneliness. Similarly, if there is a man in this ummah, who has no divinely appointed imam, and who may be just, he too will go on wandering in misguidance anxiously, and if he dies in such condition, he will have died the death of kufr or blasphemy, and nifaq or hypocrisy. So understand that the true imams and their followers are on the path of Allah, and those false imams who are away from Allah's path, and who are deviated, and who also misguide others, are like the ash that is scattered by whirlwind. Such people are not in control of whatever they earn except a far-fledged misguidance. This example is given on the basis that, for example, a man who has a true imam, but who does not obey his vicegerent, but goes to any one of the false leaders. There, he observes things which are against what he had seen and heard from the true imam. So he hates his leader, and goes to yet another false leader, and finds the same wrong things. Then the false leader also, seeing the opposition of that person, drives him away, fearing that he would take away his other followers too. This continues until Satan, who is the wolf on the path of religion, taking benefit of the anxiety of that person, drives him totally out of the fold of religion, or destroys him by luring him towards the obedience of any false imam.
Ibn Babawayh has, with reliable chains of narrators, narrated from Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, that the Imam is an alam or standard, and a sign between the Creator and the creation. So the one who recognizes or knows him, is a believer, and the one who does not know him, is a disbeliever or denier. Noimani has, with reliable chains of narrators, narrated that Muhammad ibn Muslim asked Imam Baghir, alayhi salam, please inform me about the condition of a man who denies any Imam among you. The Imam said, a man who denies or disbelieves a true infallible Imam who has been appointed by Allah, and who shows disgust towards our faith, is a disbeliever, and he is an apostate who has left Islam, because the Imam is from Allah, and his faith is the faith of Allah. So, when that fellow shows disgust towards the faith of Allah, his blood becomes permissible, that is, it can be shed, unless he returns to the faith, and repents before Allah for whatever he had said.